Rishus Avi Mori. Behold, my Simi Kuf Tam Ches Sif Yud. By now we know the get to flour and water. There are a few different darkies. Something called Pas Kamer, flour and water. You bake it. Whenever you eat it, the loch is always going to be a mighty and berchsam ozen. You have a shia berchsam ozen. A second level, Pasa Bobi Kisnan, which book quotes the Beis Yosef Levosh, it's dark to eat ma'at. And therefore, when you eat ma'at, it will be mezainis main shalish. However, when you kveh sudo, then a person has to wash a bench. Mishibur paskin kveh sudo a bike of erev. Then there's a third level, something called a tafshul. Tafshul, whether it's not baked, whether it's very thin, has no tzud, nahamo. It's a dish over here. And therefore, the locha is, when you eat it, no matter how much you eat, it's always going to be mezainis, it's always going to be main shalish. So again, it comes out in the ghetto of flour and water. We have three levels over here. Pas Gomer, Pas Bekistan, in the case of Tafshul. That's Dag Domo. Another thing we also see in Siftes is the amount the person comes to go to eat. Takes Pas Gomer, real bread. What's the loch when he eats less than the Kazayas? So by Sheshi Bingham, Machloikis, Rajbu, Bersaravit, Ravit said when he eats less than the Kazayas, then we switch aside the Bracha Rishoino and the Bracha Achoino. The Rishoino is Bari Mine Mizainis. And the Achrona is Bari Nefashis. The Rashba comes along and disagrees. He says, Brach Rishonu, we never switch. It comes to the case of Amaiti, whether it's less than Gzayis, more than Gzayis. Mash Enke, Brach Achrona, like all things that need Shi'urim to get to Brach Achrona, we do not make a Bracha on vegetables less than Gzayis or Kedaymo. Here also, to get to bread less than Gzayis, there is no Bracha afterwards. And that's in the Mechabon, all the Paskin Paskin, like the Rashba Shito there, the Rambam Shito. The halacha is that less than Gzayis by Pas is the halacha of Amaitzi. However, there is no Bracha Achorino. Therefore, for example, they do discuss, let's say a person decides he does not want to wash a bench while he comes late to Seder, Bein Adovim, Bein Mintz, wants to come on time. So you know what he'll do, he'll eat half a Gzayis of bread, takes a quarter of a slice of bread, he makes it half of that, and he eats it. Changes his mind and says, you know what, another half a slice, another half of a quarter of a slice. I'll eat that also. So of course he makes a bracha upon that. He has to make another amaitzi upon it. What about bracha achorino? He had half a gzayis and half a gzayis. Does he have to bench? Did he just save himself a benching? What he wanted to go do over here? Which usually they come by a person on a diet. He only has this amount. And then some other diet, somehow the gzayis size has changed over here and then he eats a little bit more over here. Mm-hmm. Then what do you go do in that case? It happens all the time. Fine. So the behetiv brings down this question, Loch Ketanis, Masubik this question. What's the Loch? The Maimon Mordechai in the Rosh Hashulchan over here says, they bring you right from the Loch and Sevov, that a person's Nimlach can change a Bracha Choyna Vadu Mitzvarefit, and if you do not gain Al's Brech Samozen, a Vadu you have to wash a bench. That means it comes at the end of the day, if you ate a Kazayis, a Gami, you change your mind in between, you had like half a Kazayis, all the Peskin Paskin, you have to wash the bench. No, Tzilas Daim is only by the case, at least not a bracha. You might have to wash hands. The bracha has to be a kebeya. I mean, never, you have to. No bracha. Now, with these two ideas over here, the side over here, the lesson of Kizayas, the loch is still yet to make a moitzi, and there is a getter pass. And the idea, there's three levels over here, pass, goma, pass, of kissing, and tafshul. Now, that leads to the next halacha, sifyud alf, and sifyud beis. What happens when we have a pass, goma? How can we change its chashivas to be a case of a tafshul? To be a case of a pass, goma? I mean, we took something, we baked it over here. How can we lose its mile of being a paskam over here? So, based on the two sugars, in the Gemara, and the Flam Zayin, we have one Gemara, the Flam Zayin, and we have a brice over there that says someone took bread, he took first chito, he ground it up, and then he baked it. And after he baked it, he cooked it. Sit over there, the brice, if a prusa kiyemes, you make a moitzi and berch samozen. If the prusa is not kiyemes, then you do bori mina mizaynas and main shalosh. What's the definition of Prusa Kiyemes? Satoshis on top of Lama Zaino Beis means a Kizayas. Prusa around means a Kizayas. They have a very clear Gemara that says you have a situation over here where you have bread that was baked and then you cooked it afterwards. Less than a Kizayas, the loch is to make a Bari Mina Mizoinus. I was bread. What's the Svar? What's the Lumdus behind it? So, where our Scheinberg Kedusha Basra, he wants to explain that everyone knows the basic ideas in Shabbat Simon Shin Yud Ches. Person first bakes something and then he wants to bishul to it. Is there a loch of bishul achar afiyah? We come along, we pass. There is a concept of bishul. So just like by any case of a tafshul, everyone knows you can make a mezainis on top of it. If you had something that's a fear, and the bishul afterwards, the bishul knocks away the fear, and therefore the loch is less than exayis, the person makes him a zaynis, has the get of a tafshul. Ah, yes, if so, then why the more than the exayis? We're keeping the loch of amaitzi and bechsa mazin. He says it's dinner abanon. Had the chshivas, we keep the chshivas. He does this a question upon himself. However, you look at the Mishabruah in Simitov Samach Aleph, the loch of Lela Seder. He says over there, you take matzah, that's more than the exayis. The act of bishul, you eat it lela seder, you're the mekayim of the mitzvah of eating matzah lela seder. That's din deraisa. Why are you mekayim the mitzvah for? If bishul knocks away that fear. It's a kash over here. Once the chiluk over here is between the case more than the exayis, the less than exayis, why is it losing bracha for? It keeps you get a pass to get to lela seder. Why less than the exayis does it change? What's the lumdus over here? So this is far you have to deal with. What's the lumdus over here that comes out? But next year, lemaisa, we have a sugya clearly. That we take bread, that we cook it, depends on less than exayis and more than exayis. We have a second sugya, a daf lamed zayin of a beis, the sugya of chavitza. Chavitza are small pieces of bread, with breadcrumbs over here. Come on, Rabbi Yosef, it says, even though you have perum, the locha is be a case of a moitzi. If you have to buy a perum, case of a moitzi, you have to cash from it. The other thing goes on saying, may have your ola, what's the maskonu, machlik, the beisif, versus a bayo, om of sheshis, fakert, the locha is. It's the less bay purim kzayis. That situation looks to be a case of a moitzi, even less than kzayis be a moitzi. Says Rava Betnai, still has two to nahama. That means we have a loch over here. Clearly, the Gemara says by chavitza, even though it's less than kzayis, number one be a moitzi. Betnai it's two to nahama. In fact, we shine and we have serious Gemaras. The Gemara Daf Lam Zayin Omer Aleph says we have a sugya over here that less than kzayis. The loch is going to be. The idea of bari minim is zaynis. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis says less than exayis with tzur nahamo. Loch be a case of a moitzi. So come along Tosfos and Mechalak the two separate cases over here. And Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph discussing a sugya of real bread. They did bishul to it. Bishul the klal is only the idea over here of less exayis more than exayis. Mash enking the sugya Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis the case of chavitza. There's no bishul. It got stuck together through a case of dvash, cholov, a case of marak over here, stuck together. And that, it needs two klolim to make an ispas. Number one, less than mezainis, less than the kzayis, and number two, not suud nahamo. Maisa, there are other ways to answer the sugi over here. As you see, the Beis Yosef brings down three pshatim in the Rambam, the Taz Mach Pshan in the Rambam. But we'll get to. There's a Taz Pshan in the Rambam, there's a Bach Pshan in the Rambam, but the Taz, when he goes to the Rambam, he ends up saying, "Maisi, we don't pass like the Rambam." He ends up that way. There's a Mavucha among the Rishonim of the Pesach, what's Taz Rashi. We'll put the Rambam to the side, Rashi to the side. The Mechaba goes like the Tor, the three Chalokim over here, the Rebbein Yon over here. We'll stick to what it says, the three levels over here, and try to go what it says basically on the page Lalocho. Basically, what comes out from the Mechaba, these three stages, and the Mishmua is a very nice Hakdom over here, just explain the three stages over here. The three things. There's number one, the case of bishul. The klal negeh to bishul is whether exayis or not exayis. That's all klal. If it's less than exayis, it's tafshul. A tafshul means you can eat whatever you want. You can eat 100 beitzim, does not make a difference. 104 beitzim. You can eat 13 kavim, won't make a difference. Allah has always be mezainis. Exayis. It says in Mechaber, a second level, let's say it's not mevashul. However, you make it stuck together with dvash, cholav, kadoimo. Then you need two things to make it to mezainis. Number one has to be a case of no tarah lechem, a bayah. A second, no kezayis. We have one, only kezayis. Or two, only tzur d'nahamo. The halacha will be a case of a moitzi. You have both, then the halacha is a tafshul. A tafshul key as much as you want. Those are two gemaras, daflam zayin, daflam amal alf, daflam beis. The third thing among the mechaber says, and the beis sage says, mitzad svar shuboy, the ones over here, it's not mevoshul. It's not stuck together. You take perum over here, you make breadcrumbs over here, you make flour over here, the loch is matzmil, you pick it up, you want to eat it, you make hamoitzi. I know tzur nahama, it's only no tzur nahama because it's small, but that's a mitzvah. Therefore, the loch is a matzmil, you make hamoitzi. Now, there is a shail over here, coming to be a loch discussed, let's say you put the third case together with the first case, with the machaber, meaning you take a case that's mavash is more than exayas, and now you ground it up and make it less than exayas. What's the halacha in that case? So be halacha bringing out a pima godim. He's in stabik in this halacha. What to go do? Because the mice at the end of the day he had a bishul less than the gzayis. There is a chadnus. He the mice wants to paskin at the end of the day. and lost the tzur in the hama, it's a case of bishul. You want to say in that situation, and chanami will be a case of atafshul, and be a case of boy minim zaynus. He says, except in the case, let's say, grounded up and ate it right away, miyad. That he said, no, that's still nichol of the getter of not being avada by minim zaynus. So I bring your ayo. So if so, every time you put food in your mouth and you chew it, you put it inside your mouth, gzayis. Otherwise, you put things inside your mouth, you chew it, it lost the milo of being the shear over here. It made just small pieces over here. You ground up with your mouth. But Tzorachian says the Chazanish. His raya and his svara, Yesh Lodin, as we discussed by the Sugya of Beryo, Mechavad Simon Reishiot says, we take a Beryo, you put it inside your mouth. Yishami says, we have a shayla of bracha achroino, and even less a shear gzayis, because you ate a Beryo. And Mechavad says, not to go do that. Well, take the grape and bite it in your mouth. It's not a Beryo anymore. Alamai the Erlem says, how do you look at a beryo? How do you look at the tzura of achila when you put things inside your mouth? You don't take the chewing into account. The law plus can get involved with, you do not have an eitzah of eating sushi and chewing well. I'm going to chew the bug, it's not a beryo anymore. That's not an eitzah over here. They bring another locha, and Simon Shin Yuches, the Shabbos, which we bring down with Sportan in Yerodei, and Simon Samachtes. The Gemara says, you can eat basa umtza, a raw piece of meat, without taking out the dam. You chew it, dam comes out inside your mouth over here. Says the Mishmur on the Shabbos, he can chew it. Blood's coming out. What's that? What's your head to eat it? You can't eat dam. Only it's inside, when it's blue inside. Why could the idea, how do we look at food? The chshivas of food, this of a heter food, is when you put things inside your mouth. Now, what happens? We don't look at the chewing aspect.
The achila was the swallowing, we said, right?
Again,
talk,
but
the, why? Because the achila is swallowing.
Can you chew your piece, a raw piece of meat, that blood comes out, I swallowing dam? So we see, we look at the tzura opening inside your mouth. Chavastas in Yerodea is a kasher. You learn Yerodea, we don't pass in Chavastas, right? Exactly. Correct. Fine, but it's a kasher. Mishmur says not the way. So Elamai, we look what goes inside your mouth. Sailukulu, sailukumru. So the fact that Chanisha is a chidish over here, what's Taino? It lost its milo, unless you break it right away and put it inside your mouth. Then what Taino, maybe it's nichol together of losing its milo over here. Yesh lodon. Fine. But actually, it comes along, we have Mishmur go with his ma'alach. He says over here, you did a bishul, and then you ground up the small pieces. It says it be a lochel from Pimagon, Tzorachian. Just make it simple what comes out, la lochel. People, they take bread, leftover challah, they put cheese on it, and then sauce on top of it, and they make a toast. La malko, they only have one slice, because somehow there's a minute we'll get to why one slice is nichol getter of mezainis, or one slice of pizza. So I've seen people, they make at their own house, they take challah, put cheese and sauce, they toast it, and they say, oh, there's a pizza, it's one slice. So what do you do? You make a bracha by mina mezainis. If you have pizza, make a bracha by mina mezainis. That's obviously a mistake. Clearly, from the sugya over here, it's bread, it's not lose its smile over here. What's the face?
I've never heard that.
People, Baruch Hashem, and you ask another way. But people have, some odd reason, we'll get to why pizza is one slice of mezainis. You never heard of pizza being mezainis. I'm asking. That's what he meant. Fine, that's another thing. But Maisa, once this bread is baked, has a getter pasta over here, but Maisa is more than Xayas, not lose its two over here, about the case of his Mizainus. Another Maisa. Vadamoitzi. Vadamoitzi, right. Another case mentioned over here, the Arberkuts that happened, or Samech, that they found out the chef was putting inside the tuna, a lot of leftover challah, and it made it very filling over here, and it got absorbed, a lot of oil over here. And then they went to Berkowitz and asked him, we have tons of challah over here, being mixed in all together, the tuna. They took a while to figure out why they enjoyed it so much, had such a sphere to it. The question is, what to go do? Mitzah locha, mitzah the bracha shaboy. That was another question. They caused a bunch of questions. But one challah is, Maisa, what bracha to go do over here? Maisa, you about to want both. You want the tuna, you want the challah over here. It wasn't just to make it bigger and smach, one serve less food. They partially the people enjoy the taste of the first sphere over here. So Maisa, when you do that, it's less than Xayis, there's no Torah left over here. In case of being dovek, maybe stuck together. But at the end of the day, the loch is that if it's small pieces and being stuck together afterwards, has a gedda of notsu to nahamo and less than Xayis. So what the loch is, boy minim zaynis, and the loch is main sholosh. I think I can eat a lot the whole time here, kriya suit over here, it's a tafshul. You can eat as much as you want, there's no problem over here. So that's a lesson to share. It's a tafshul. Tafshul. What was the ingredients? It was tuna fish with oil and challah. And then sand side fell apart, mixed in all together. And they looked at being, they saw tuna fish, but they realized it had a gishmaka taste, and they really wasn't filled up. And months later, they chaff. That's what they were eating.
It's not nikkas, nothing. All the bread is inside.
The challah, no, again, the challah fell apart. It was less nikkas. Again, it looked like tuna fish. Being again, the loch mishmur actually fell apart. You can eat more nikkas at the end of the day. I don't care what you ate, but at the end of the day, the pieces are less nikkas. Right, again, even when it says the less exias, let's say you have less exias and the debug makes it stick together, be more than the exias, that's again a less than exias. Exias means what the pieces of bread are. That means you ground up the bread, you put it all together, or not ground them in small pieces, it fell apart. Now, Agil is an interesting tazo here, and again, the exias. He writes, exias, you don't know what exias is? You don't need the keys for exias. Everyone knows exactly what exias is. We need a picture book for this. You have a shell over here, everyone knows what's going on by exias. Now, the Taz lived in the 1600s. As far as I know, the Yehuda lived in the same time, 100 years later, Baruch, but the same era where the Taz lived. And he gets involved with double the Shurim and double this, and no one knows what Kazai says, no one knows what the Cheshbon over here is. So I don't know what happened exactly in that 100-year period over there. But my son, the Taz, is like, who needs Bekias? Very simple. Fine. So that's Tama Or in what happened in society. Lay there. What about it? If you have to take chalitz pras, which I assume that people did, again, that's another question. If you have to have them out, what's bracha
koino? Why are we canceling here? Like, is this
we're not canceling nothing. Not, no cancel culture over here, no. Now, let's say you're. Yes. Each piece, correct. 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 Yeah. Now just, yeah. So again, we have the shurim over here. Just interesting eights, maybe, if you want, not sure what to go do. As Mazenis roll, maybe it's Dal Beitzim, so Sharma might see brought down. He said just push it together, smash it together, because we go by size of Nepach, and therefore it'll be less than the suffix of Dal Beitzim over here. Fine. So, we have a very clear halacha here, the sugya of bishul, that you mevashel it, the halacha comes out that if it loses its tzura less than exayis, then it'll be a case of mezainis. Otherwise, it'll be a case of amoitzi. Even not losing its tzura, but it goes after the shear of exayis. And once you have to get a bishul, what is bishul? At first, the Bina, the Chaznish, it says bishul means you have to mevashel Michael ben Desoy. What's Michael ben Asoy? That's a Shas Machloikis. We show him with a Chetzi Bishuloi, a Shlish Bishuloi. That's be Michael ben Asoy. Less than that is not Nichol get a Bishul, Aleph. Second is, when you have Bishul, you have it baked, and then you want to do an act of Bishul to lose the Milo being a pass. So how much does it have to be cooked? It has to be cooked Michael ben Asoy. That's an interesting question. A third of what? Third of what? If you want to fully cook it, this is a third of being fully cooked. Afterwards, whatever the next stage is. What's the size fully cooked also? What by steaks are fully cooked? When you answer the case by cooking in general, I'll answer you over here. Now, once we have this case over here, we have different levels. We have something that's cooked on the fire or a klirishin. But the common of the price is cost, what's eerie klirishin? What's klisheni? What's kavish kumavushal? What defines the get of bishul over here? So first, negate eerie klirishin. It's machlokes in Issevheter, machlokes in Shabbos, machlokes in Pesach. Is it get of klirishin? Get of klisheni? Is mavash kadek klip over here? If you just learned it in Pesachim Daf Yomi, fine. The shalom. What exactly is it? The ma'isa comes out. You learn Hilchos Shabbos, Mechabes Dimishin Yiches Paskins. We hold nichol and get of bishul. If it's nichol and get of bishul, the other comes out over here. It also has a getter of bishul. Uchosh over here. Therefore, you take matzah and you pour bowl. That's first in the ear klirishin. Then you take matzah. And you pour upon it boiling hot water over here. So if it's more than exayas, it won't make a difference over here. If it's less than exayas and lost its tzura, it'll always be mezayas also. The question is, what happens when it's less than exayas and the ma'aseh does not lose its tzura? So the ma'aseh will come up to be choshesh to be machmer. Says the mishpura choshesh to be machmer, but here we're not sure which bracha to go make over here. Therefore, it's at the chumash of what he says, you make a bracha on all the pas. That's the correct thing to go do. If loy nifsak, will be klisheni, something else. We didn't get klisheni yet. Maisa comes out over here. That's irik klisheni zemurucha bebeitam rashbam. What to go do? It's said to be machmer, meaning again when to be machmer. More than exayis, there's no chumra moitzi. less than gzais, no suud nama, no chumur also of adam mizaynis. It's less than gzais and suud nama. That's what's coming to be machmer. A second case, or a third case, again, sugya bishul. What's klisheni? So come on the mishabrua and bring down the prim. Gonim said it's not nichol the gedav bishul. It's not gedav bishul. Now, if you know a little bit about klisheni, I assume you know some basics. It's a massive issue. Why is that so? Let me first of all, the sugya of klisheni, the mishabrua says milchol Shabbos. When you have a case of yad nichves boy, the case when it's boiling, has the gedav klirishim. So why is it not brought down? If it's boiling, you take a boiling hot water, and you put it inside a bowl, and you put your matzah inside, why didn't that get a klushin? Elamai can tell me the Mishmur means that. The Mishmur and the Shayatzi in Simon Tov Ayin Aleph, I think it's brought down by the Deir Shuvir, says not to Mechalik, whether it's Roysachas, not Roysachas over here, not to Mechalik. V'oid, everyone knows the basic idea on Friday night, you have your chicken soup over here, and your bread over here, and to put your bread inside your chicken soup, come on the Mechab and Simon Shin Yudches, Bigdam Achlikis today is about Bishul Achafiyah. Says Lemaisa to be Machmer, unless the bowl is a Klishlishi, or he took it out with a ladle, and therefore the bowl is a Klishlishi, then the person can't put their challah inside the chicken soup. Otherwise, we have a Bayah of Bishul Achafiyah by the case of Lechem, even by Kaleh Bishul. That means, again, it's very clear, we come along, we have a loch over here that everyone knows Lechem Shabbos, Lechem inside your soup, you have a Bayah of Bishul Achafiyah. Says the Mishmur over here, there's no Bayah Bishulach over here. There's no Maila Bishul over here. So, but SM, the Prima Gonim might say, is this question. Prima Gonim is this problem. He wants to tell you, the Shabbos is a sugya of Bishul, changing the texture. Issa Veheter is a sugya of being Mavla to Mavliya, transferring taste. So, in the Geret to Shabbos, the sugya over here by Klisheni has no Geret of Bishul. Mashenke, it does have a Maila of Issa Veheter of transferring the taste one to another. The problem they point out is that true that Issa Veheter and Shabbos are different, but what is our sugya? The Chor our sugya is Bishul. And therefore, again, the Aleph Beis everyone knows is there is a sugya of Bishul Achafiyah on Shabbos, and therefore you can't put your chal inside your soup. But it has the question is this does this have a Shivas of Bishul? Does this have a chshivus official? So Mishmur says klisheni is not mavashal. We know on Shabbos v'chayshi klisheni is mavashal. At least a chum v'chayshish. Or maybe let's take it even a step further. Here we're discussing the case of Bishul. What's the loch in the gate to the sugya of kovash? Do you say we have kovash k'mavashal and get a Bishul? We did not say this way. That means again, if you look at Yemi this week, the same halacha is brought down. The kavish kibavoshul halacha niyadaya esavahetur. That says over in Simon Kofei, this idea of kavish he sits for 24 hours and get a bishul. On the chil between the kavish kibavoshul versus the case of bishul is that bishul is changing the texture. Kavish kibavoshul transfers the tam. On Shabbos, a person comes along and takes his vinegar and sits inside chaymitz for 18 minutes. Are you over the issue of bishul? No, it's Mavah Mavliya. There's no Geder Bishul, there's no Eish over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tov Samachalov, by the case over here, Kovash Kumavoshul, Avada has a Geder Bishul. Has a Geder Bishul. So let's think about it. It's coming up Mamish opposites. To be clear. Over here, it's saying Kovash is Kumavoshul, Klisheni is not Bishul. But Shabbos and Chosh, Klisheni is Bishul, the Kovash is not Kumavoshul. There's Mamish two opposites over here. And the Shayatzi and Tov Samachalov is this question upon himself, brings down, I think, the Chok Yaakov, Pim Godim. That's Shaitin. Mishmur went. Economic kovish kumavoshul. A cliche is not kumavoshul. So it's a big problem if you analyze a little bit, if you learn other sugyas, that how in the world will come out over here that cliche is not kumavoshul, kovish is kumavoshul. It sounds like my father was saying this on the phone to me. There seemed to be a third category over here, how to apply it, which is, read the word slowly, it says that. Akam the Chorim don't really explain it that way. This bishul, this mavul, mavliya. And there seems to be a concept that this act caused it to change its tzura. And the fact over here is what makes something nishtana tzurasai. That means something so does an act of kovash kumavoshul, it causes it to disintegrate, to fall apart, to break apart. Same thing negate to bishul, that's what the yisod of bishul is. Klisheni does not really affect the thing that much. Kdeklipa, a drop, but does not really nishtana tzurasai. So anyway, so again, even though there are comparing to other sugyas, but it sounds like we read the words over here, Klishen is not mavoshul negeta sugya, because even though it might have a mile of keim bishul negeta Shabbos and chayshus to alapes, don't put challah inside your soup unless it's a klishlishi. But they get to making it fall apart. It's not the way he makes things fall apart. It's not the tendency, not the tzura making things fall apart. By kovish, it might not have a get a bishul, only mavliya. But you set things inside, it disintegrates, so it falls apart. That's it, the sort of here, lose the mile of being a pass. So it could be losing the mile of pass is not the din of the halacha per se of bishul, but the effect that happens through bishul. And anything like that that makes it fall apart over here. Ulai. They do point out, can you do this lechatchila? The Yisrael B'Shal Mazam, and a person take pass, do an act of bishul, like less than exais, and lechatchila. Go do this, not only to hospital Torah. Stop going to do it, not less than exais, make a mezainus and eat as much as you want. So Rashi says, B'Shal Mazam says, that's an eitzah. Anytime you run to this question of what to go do, it's very simple. Cook it for a minute, half a minute of water, eat the pass, make a case of mezainus over here. His words in the same bracha, toich daka, chatzi daka. What's that? Yeah, how long does it take? And now it doesn't say how hot it is. Obviously, it means it has to be boiling hot. Could be Michael Benesai when something that's like lechem, half a minute might be this month. Fine. So, Maisa, it comes out over here that we have Beikilah Shulchan Aruch. We have two things over here. We have the side over here, Abishal, Gzayis, not Gzayis. We have something called Dibuk, and the halacha is to make it not the halacha of Amaitzi. You need two things. We need a situation of being. The dabek is less than exayis, and no tzur in the hamo. Building upon that, we have a case of tigun, frying. Where do you put tigun under this category? Is tigun nichol negeder bishul, or tigun nichol negeder of dibuk? Which one is it? So first, to be clear, negate tigun, the three ways how a person practically can fry things. There's one case where you want to put the oil inside, you're frying it, not because you want the oil to give any taste, you're doing it so the food should not get burnt. You're doing it because you don't want the pot to get burnt. But you're not doing it because the food shabai. Come on, the Amor and Sif Yudalid. The Amor says that's Sifia. Brought Sif Yudalid. And the Meshmur and Magavar bring down and Sif Yud Gimel. Nichon the get of Afia. That means Meshmur discussing the thing over here of what Tikkun is. He's not discussing that situation. That's Avada Afia. And therefore, once Afia will not change the loch over here. Therefore, again, a lot of times people are frying things. The oil there is not to get burnt. That's Afia. There's a second case of a fear. Flee or fear, same thing. Among your deck, okay, right? Fine. The second thing over here is a situation where you deep fry. Everyone knows your cases, french fries, you deep fry. Falafels, you deep fry. So let's say you take the same thing by bread, you deep fry it. What's the luck in the gate to deep fry? So the Isra Shalom Zalman, the best before Shagraz that way, it says, Mali Mai Mali Shaman. Who cares? How's it coming through? To come to deep fry, that's nichol negeder bishul. What's nichol negeder of bishul? Then pen pop gzayis. Less the gzayis, be mazayis, whatever you want. More than gzayis, be a case of a moisi over here. So what's the mishabuah's case discussing when he brings down the mug of rum and he's not sure? An in-between case, where you're putting in oil, why? To give some taste, but it's not being covered, it's not deep frying it. It's not there not to get things burnt. It won't get burnt even a little bit. You're putting in a drop more than that. In that situation, the question of what to go do, that's the Mishmur is Klaris. He has the Mishmur, he has the Sharetzi, and the end of Tzorchi and Lamaisa. Now, there's a Chaznish, one time there's not Nichol Negeder Bishul. We'll go again, stick to the Mahalach, the Mishmur, the Avasram seem to go over here. And again, to the act of frying in this middle level, to Sophic. Therefore, what to go do? Teicha Sudo. Now, what that really means, it really depends. If it's more than Exaias, it'll all be a case of a Maitzi. If it's less than exayis and the halacha is no tzud nahamo, or it'd be a case of boy minim zaynus. If it's less and that does have tzud nahamo, that's a sofik of the Mishnah Berurah. That sofik, that's when she eat a teicha sudo. That's the sofik over here. Now, just to make it practical, let's go through like three different cases over here. The halacha of French toast. So, French toast, maisa, you fry it. You put more oil usually than usual. What's the halacha in that case? So, if you have a case of exayis, about some it doesn't make a difference. Which is usually the standard case. They make small pieces over here. It depends. If the situation over there is there is no shemen, or just a little bit not to get burnt, then make a case of a maitzi. If it's deep fry, you make your French toast with a lot of oil over there, which your wife won't be too happy with it. Fine, then the case over there will be a mezainis. If it's a little bit of shemen over there, that'll be the subject of the Mishnah Berurah. What's the Eitzel? Shlomo Zalman says, cook it in water first, and then go do it. What? Again, if that's the suffix, and that does have the tzura unless the exiles.
What if it's soaked in egg? It's only a tiny bit of oil, it's not burned, but it's
so that's
the egg.
So, an egg was being fried,
the French toast.
There's a question does the egg have to get it like water or like oil? The true by Mandani Osher, you want time is nichol get of tigon. Egg is get of like tigon. The same thing to get to croutons. It's like the same thing over here. People make croutons, same shiloh. Mice, if it's more than exayas, be case of a mitzi, standard croutons are less than exayas. It depends. If it's no oil. Yeah. No, not each one. Then the Mishnah says you have some more than exayas, some less than exayas. They make the bracha on more than exayas. Correct. Our croutons are less than exayas. That means if it's more than exayas, be a moiti. If it's less than exayas, each one is less than exayas. If it's less than exayas, then the ali shemen be a moiti. Deep frying with the standard is deep frying because of mezainis. A little bit, that'll be the shadow of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Again, the direct style, 2 points, usually deep fried, so it'll be a mezainis. Number two is usually a tuffle when you eat it. That means if you eat it as a tuffle, it's not even a shiloh. You put it inside a salad, inside a soup. But mice, you eat, like you're saying, a lot. We eat them by themselves. Mice is deep fried over here. And then the halacha is, mali mai, mali shem, less than exayis, make case of mezainis over here. And the ones that are born in the store are usually deep fried. That means the ones you make at home, you left over challah, you put inside your oven, that's the regular case of pas. And there's no bishul there, but you have to make a mitzi. You put inside your salad, make a tuffle to your salad. Less than exayis, if you put it in the oven, it will not make a difference. Only if you fry it, we're discussing right now. That means people at home make their own, like my father sometimes makes their own croutons and they bake it in the oven. That's not this question. That avad is going to be passed, that you make a mitzi on. The ones you buy in the store. Yes. If you eat enough croutons, you sit there, eat the whole entire bag, it's a get of a tafshal over here, and therefore you make, yes, you may eat shalosh, just don't let your wife catch you. A whole bag of croutons. Anyone's. I mean, the yellow ones could be that they were never passed.
The other ones be fine. The other ones.
What make a difference? Any croutons are less than exayas. Another case discussed is matzah bray. Now, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what matzah bray is. I'm not sure I ever saw it. But just what I'm saying. Again, if they're deep fried, they're less than exayas. So they get her of less than exayas and mezainis. That's what they are. Less than deep fry is a getter of bishul. He says the deep fried, you're saying they're baked. Okay, if again the yesterday the Ilum told me that they're all fried. You want to tell me otherwise? I'm saying
one
what's the cheese?
One for salad, maybe not.
All the soup ones are fried, so therefore it won't make a difference. They're less than exayas.
They say they're for soup. What? They say they're for soup. They're fried.
Fine. Now the gate to matzah bray again. It'll come out with the same thing. The Issachar Nishwat the loch of matzah bray. He says the case of frying. Frying does not have the get of bishul. Therefore, that's loch of a mitzi. The shitasi. Meister the Ishmael Shlomo Zalman said in his own house he had matzah bray. He said that's a sulfic of the Mishnah Berurah. The less than the case of exayas over here. And David came along and only ate a petoich asudo. Like Amos Shtobach has a tshuva on one time over here. Even the Mishnah Berurah agrees the loch be a case of a mitzi because he says the lumps he said before and the chod is side over here of these acts of being bishul or tikkun is because usually it falls apart. The way they make matzah bray never falls apart, not made to fall apart. And therefore, he wants to tell you a vada that even Mishnah Berurah agrees has a get of a mitzi. Fine, he wants to say that's the lumdus of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, he agrees to the Chaz Nish. So, Mishnah Berurah said no. Mishnah in his own house, he used to call the Mishnah Berurah. Since over here it's frying, it's a sophic. They do say, let's say you make matzah bray and you deep fry it, you put a lot of oil. Deep fry does not mean tons of oil. They just say it just covers a piece itself. That's not going to get a deep fry. That's a shir. That would be a case of mezainis over here, which is less than exayas. The last level of in the mechaber is a case when you have the puri lechem, puri matzah, basically you have breadcrumbs, matzah meal, matzah flour, all these things. You took the matzah or the bread and you ground it up over here. It's no bishul, there's no debuk, there's no kovish. The loch is you pick up matzah meal and when you eat it, you make hamaitzi. You pick up breadcrumbs, you want to eat it, you make case of hamaitzi. And the b'chsav also afterwards if you have the share. Now, if that's so, come on the prima godim, the hilchas pesach, the sim tov samachalov. He says, discussing an eight they discuss with the Canaan, what you could do on the El Seder. They can't eat matzah, they have dentures, they want to be machmir not to have them on Pesach. What to go do? So says the Prim Godim, he eats a shir kezayis of flour, of matzah meal. Take the matzah meal, matzah flour, and eat, take a spoon of it and eat it. More time with the Mishabu over there. Loch Lamaisa, it's pas. You take matzah, grind up, have flour, mamish, and there are pictures of that. People take spoons of it and eat it on Pesach. And they have the share, no problem, right? I mean, you have to drink something. Okay, right? You can show chenna. But Maisa, it's a very simple eitzah based upon our halacha. Matzah meal, you have a share because I used to make a mitzvah over here. Now the question now is, when you have this matzah meal, when does it switch over to being from pas to not being a case of pas, a case of mezainus? It comes off in the mishabua. There are four ways of switching it over. Either you can do an act of bishul, you can do an act of afia through roiv meperis, an act of afia through meperis, in the case of mayim. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. Go through each one. He says, first you have this matzah meal over here, they come along and you do an act of bishul, and he calls it kneilach. Kneilach, I'm made from matzah meal over here. What's the halacha in that case? So he brings out Mokavram, Mais Mokavram ends up Sarachin over here. Mishpura says that's Komus of Habar Achronim. He calls it Evan Aliza and the Shai Tshuva and the Chai Odom and Mokin Geboyim and Shivas Nafesh. The Locha is Bori Minim in Zoydus, the Chaim Minaka Ilam. That means even though it was pasta, it's very small over here. And now when you cooked it, the main Kneilach can be more than the Kzayis. You can have these big Gishmaka, Mami's Kneilach. And therefore we have over here these Kneilach that's more than the Kzayis. Each one, but now you put them together. Still, the loch is by mina mezainus. You have purim, then an act of bishul. The loch over here is that I get it of by mina mezainus. That's called the minigolim. But let's say a person that takes this flour over here and he bakes it. Then the mishmur says depends. If you put in the roiv may peris versus the wood over here, numerous fruit juice, make paste out the cakes over here. So and the cakes that have a lot of juice inside of it. Then he wants a taina. That's pasah b'kisnin. And you make a bracha of boy minim and zainus. If you eat the share, he says ayin siv zain, what the loch over here is. But to get a pasah b'kisnin. Masha Enkin, he says, a person, when he puts inside of it and there's only a meat amount of water, of meperis, roiv mayim, then the mishabu is mesopik. That is not clear. Now the fact that mishabu is mechal between roiv meperis and meat meperis, Maisa, there are those who want to argue the mishabura, there's a shay tshuva brought up with the base of Ephraim. You also want taina in that situation, still to the fakvik. But Maisa Mishmur went, Machal between the Roy May Paris versus Amir May Paris. A Roy, he said, a case of Bari Minim and Zainus. But let's say, says the Mishmur, you took this thing over here, the matzah meal, and you Megabal, and you made a whole new dough over it. And now you made the pas, you made a real case of a fear with only water, a vada is a locha pas gomer. That means on Pesach, you can take matzah meal and make whatever you want out of it. You can make pas and make a moitzi. I've been in certain places in this country where I see people mama serving pizza on Pesach in the not great Ashkochas. It looks very strange eating pizza on Pesach. How they're doing it, they're taking matzah meal and they're making mamish real pizza. Technically, you can make real bread on Pesach. Looks that way. Why do you take matzah meal, grind it up, do new act of gibel, and serve a whole loaf to a person that doesn't feel Pesach dick, but ma'aseh, the loch is you make a moitzi upon it. Make a mechsa mozen upon it. Has the loch of matzah over here. Fine, so Maisa, the first time I saw it, I was shocked. But Maisa comes, why don't we do it? Because I was shocked. And then, no, people eat kibbutz. People don't eat kibbutz about that, right? But people eat kibbutz. Let them eat. Why don't they have real bread over here? So Maisa, one of the reasons why to eat machmen kibbutz, that the Maisa can be showing them, that some Isha, Amoritz, went to the Rebbetzin and saw the Rebbetzin serving, you know, the breadcrumbs atop of the fish over here, and she served it, and Amoritz went back, put breadcrumbs on top of the fish over here. And she said, the husband, Rabbi, said, I can do it. So one reason why he machmor in brachas is because people will not know the difference. If you start serving bread on Pesach, and pizza to me was very strange to me that I have that, to see it, I didn't have it. My father's very machmor in brachas, it's true, yes, I know. But Maisa, we those who eat in brachas, it comes out, Lalach, Mishmur says, you make a moitzi. And make a brachas, it wasn't over here. So it comes out in the gate, the Mishmur, the four levels in the gate to this thing that is matzmil. Number one, matzmil, you eat it by itself, that's clear, Chabad says, you make a yamoitzi. But to make it out of it, he says, if it's a case of bishul, mezoinus, kneiloch. Is it a case of a feel? It's going to be a case of pas over here, real pas. If it's roiv me peris, has a locha pas above the kisnin, meaning it's mezoinus, but a baya via pseudo. Mash enkiv is a meat, a case of a sophic. A sophic, not going to be machman either, p'tach sudosi. Yeah, that's how he says it.
What's the subject?
Well, something. How do you look at it? Is it getter of a fear? Beside the water, Shabbat, you might see you made something over here. It's a fear, you baked it. But what is it? A Passover kirsten or not Passover kirsten? Is it nicker, ikker? He said it was back to design. It could be part of the question.
What's the cake and cookies and pizza?
On Pesach?
Yeah, cake and cookies, which looks like almonds and pizza.
The non-gebox or the real gebox?
Well, how are you doing? Cake and cookies and pizza.
The non-gebox. Non-gebox, you can look at it and see it's non-gebox. You taste it, and this is a cookie. It is not, it's not.
The variation is different. It looks like it, which is something more.
No. I didn't mean to attack anybody. Chas v'shalom. I didn't mean... I just have to defend my minute, because, you know... No, chas v'shalom. You follow your minik, don't change anything. Follow your messiah. Whatever your father does, you follow. Right? That's the call. And mother. Mother. What? Sifu Dalif. We have a Tosha Daf Lamed Zayin Beis of a Dove Mince. He took his bread, he put it into Purim, put inside water the night before, and he woke up in the morning. And now he had these prum over here that changed colors inside the water. Therefore, he did not have to make a mitzi, he did not have to make a birch samozin. And he seemed to be in what the anhoga today, people do not want to wash and don't want to bench. Except his reason is why Shlomo is acher, not come late to Seder, kibitz chazak roishoy, to give shir, to say over chaburo. I mean, not because he was lazy, because.
She's the star.
So said of the Yashiv of the Nishurim, what that mean? What do you mean? How much time did it take? He said, because it took him a long time. So maybe it took him a half hour to bench. Where's the Yashiv of Nishurim? Why? It took him a half hour. It took a while. That's why he did this for. He put... What are you laughing? That's what Toysi means over here. Fine. As Rav Rubin once told me, I asked him a certain shayla, a certain issue. He's like, yeah, Americans... Alts of parva, alts of mazalinas, alts of multi, and fine. Yeah. This is that how life is. We have to find. But next year, we have Meister Rebbeinu David over here that says a concept over here that a person can take this bread and make it into a bring ice pass by changing the color over here. And Meister Machab Nizal Zalocho, Losh Yish Mishoimer, the reason why Losh Yish Mishoimer, I think the Kavchaim over here says, maybe the next if. That because it's not clear all the Rishayim that way, not after anyone argues over here. So we pass along this halacha, you take Purim, put inside water over here, the halacha says the Mishmur has no kizayis over here, it changes the color, and therefore it's a simonet losses to Rosai. Therefore, again, it's less than kizayis. And it changes its color, losses to Rosai, the Meister, the halacha is, be a case of a tafshul, and therefore no matter what you eat, to be a case of boyim, minim, and zainis. Maybe a situation. My father used to have a minig to give the kids something what he called Moshe Rabbeinu cereal. Which I assume he made up, but I'm not really sure. That he used to give us matzah and milk and honey when my mother was not around. So we used to have them for breakfast. Matzah. Okay. Matzah, milk, and honey. So best time, what's alochos? Usually the matzah was more than a gzayis, so you make a moitzi of it. Let's say you break them in small pieces, less than a gzayis. It can sit there for a while. It can start changing colors. So usually the kids ate it right away. So myself was a shallow damn time. But otherwise, if it sat there for a while, you see from Beit David, it sat for a long time. You put it in the night. The next morning over there, it sat for a long time. You get involved in shallow. Maybe you change the color, and therefore what a luck would be, it's very hard to tell a milk what color changed. But given all this question over here, then maybe you should make a mezainis on top of it.
It's not kovish.
Now it's kovish. about 24 hours. Changes color, loses tzuras. Like, it sounds like instead of here, change the tzura, less the gzais, makes the east ping pass. Not 24 hours. Zifid Beis is a loch when a person takes pass and he soaks it inside the wine. Now, first, there's a shadow where the gears is. The way the Beis Yosef says, it's simuk. Therefore, the wine has to be dafka red, and therefore the Ramove brings down Edoim, dafka case of red over here. Therefore, when it puts inside wine, it has a get of losing its tsurosoi, and therefore, when it's less than exais and loses its tsurosoi, therefore, a person on this bread inside the wine will be a case of boy meaning mezainis, a sugya of a tafshal over here. Now, what is the svara behind it? It says it be halacha very simple, svara zu klusha ma'id. It's very hard to understand what the svara is. Void brings down for the guy to the shlo, the son of the shlo over here. That means if you know there's an Emek Bracha who is the father Shlo, then there's the Shlo, and there's the Geisha Shlo, which is the Yesh Neuchlam, right? Yesh Neuchlam. Those are three people over here. So, come on, the Geisha Shlo, the son of the Shlo, he comes and says, there's another Geirsa, a Nimuk. That means it dissolves. That means Sifid Alva Sujit Beit would be the same exact Alocha. When dissolved less than eight Zayis, it would be the same Alocha. Then I get the Vatafshul. That means, what's the Nafkimina? So, you, basically, on Purim, you have your wine, you put your Chal inside, dip it inside. You want to clarify what the shaila is when you're a little bit high over here. That's part of this halacha. What to go do? Says the Mishabua, very simple. Tzorach in Ladino. Right? That's what you go do. Says the Mishabua, very simple. Svara zu klushim mi'oid. That's the svara. I try to think of different ideas, but if he said that, I don't bother saying much. It's an interesting tshuva by the Earl of Tzion discussing matzah. Shaila, what brach make a matzah for this faritim? There seemed to be an ogre to make him a zaynus, he says. But he says, what should Yir Shemayim go do? So he gives three eitzes. Either Yir Shemayim should eat Pekfiya Suda, a vadi at the washing bench, or you eat a Petrecha Suda, very simple, or to take a matzah, put it inside wine. And do what the Mechab over here says. Put inside red wine, but not white wine. Ayi says, what's even red and white? It's a Chiddush, it's a Mechab over here, Lashi Yish, Misha Oyman, no one argues over here, Havi Lul Haisim, more than it says over here, but Maisa, Yish, Mam, Tim, Machmer, take Matz and put inside this wine over here. Find a Chiddush over here. Once we have this halacha putting one thing inside the other, your Matz inside your wine, come on the Mishnah Berurah and the Magaram, they discuss the cases of putting your bread inside wine, what is the ik and the tafel? Your coffee inside your, with your cake inside of it, or you have your rice inside your wine over here. What's the ik, what's the tafel? That's Magavam Sefto. That means the place where to come along over here, discussing come along Mishabu Magavam, discussing Sugya Ikin Tafel. Why is it over here for? Discussing once you put one side of the eating both. What is the Ikin, what's the Tafel? We put you pass inside your wine, pass inside your whiskey. What's the Ikin, what's the Tafel? So the way of Mishabu discusses, for example, the case of coffee, he says, well, first make a bracha on your cake by itself. Then he said, maybe in the coffee you definitely get a Tafel. He says, I'll give you a very simple light. What to go do? Make a bracha on the sugar by itself. They used to have sugar cubes, make a bracha on the sugar. So Ellen points out that we know the halacha in Siman Reish Beis, and Sif Tezvav. Mishabu has a long bi halacha as part of the test over there, two pages, getting involved. What bracha is sugar? Is it sugar cane? Is it eitz? Is it domo? Is it shakel? What sugar beets? What to go do? End of the day, find out, and I'll give the minigis to make a shakel on both of them. Well, Mice is a big shell among the Achronim, Mishonim, the Paiskim, the Ramam, the two Shitas, the Goinim, what to go do? Fine, so we're going to be Noik Shackle. Says the Mishmoy, not sure what to go do, I'll give you an Eitzah, way around everything. Take sugar, because that's a Shahakal. That's his Eitzah. Right, no, I'm not that. But they point out that we Paskin Shahakal. There'll be another Mishmoy later on, Kofaindal, same thing. The Mice said, we Paskin Shahakal. So first we see, aside from this Mishmoy, then don't worry, don't take a chumras to get sugar, because that's his eight. So what you go do? Take, doesn't he take a jelly bean? Doesn't he take chocolate itself as a shiloh? So take a shackle, take a little sugar over here. Maisi Kamal the Magavam says, we discussed this case over here. Again, he brings down to Sefto. He said the case you have rice inside wine. Maisi, serve it on Purim. See what happens. What bracha do you make on wine with rice? He has to Sefto. What to go do? Says the Magavam, very simple. The Sefto says, what's the ikar? If the ikar is the rice, you make him a zainus. If the ikar is the wine, you make a goffin. If you want both, says the Magavram, make a bracha on both over there. That means a yisur come out, that you have rice, and that's the ikar, and you have wine afterwards, you can drink it. Basically, cereal and milk. But the ikar is a cereal, which usually that is. You make a bracha on the cereal, and the milk's a tafel. That's the first sefta, that's the Magavram over here. Therefore, the Magavram compares it to other cases. Now there is a question over here. I want both. I may want rice. I want the wine. I want both over here. We have other cases again, pasta and yain, all different cases. Why do you go after the klal when you want both? Roiv. We know in Siman Reisha Beis and Sif Aleph says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want both, the first klal is roiv, and then chshivas, then kol sheish boy. It's fine, no kol sheish boy, but in case of rice. We had other cases of pasta over here, case of ug over here. In my rice, one of the klal of roiv. What happened to roiv? So come along with the graz and the swan bring down. When you have a lach together with the yavish, there's no klal of roiv. Important concept that comes out from this Mogav Ram. We don't go after roiv. Now they define it, the Mesgeres HaShulchan says, as tafko, it's not being cooked together. That means, again, you have lokshin inside your soup. You have knelech inside your soup. You want to eat both. You're eating them together. All the rice and wine together, one spoon over here. Go after roiv? No roiv. They're not cooked together. The loch is, we make two different brachas over here. Now, again, that means lokshin and soup. You want both, make two different brachas. That's how it's brought down by the Graz, the Kitzur, the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, come with the Mishabura, and he has a taina. He starts over the same aloha like the Magavram, but he switches one case over here. He says, rice and wine can be the same aloha. What happens when you have a case, like make the simple case everyone discusses, coffee and cake? According to the Magavram, you take a coffee and cake, you take a cake, you dip it inside your coffee. What's aloha? Make a bracha on the coffee, make a bracha on the cake, you want both, two brachas. Dick is a coffee, shakal, ik is a cake, mezainis. Come with the Mishabura and says, he had a stereo versus the Magav Ram later on in Simon Reish Yudbeis, I think he says. That Lachor over there, the pasta is always the case that's Iker. The pasta is always Iker, and how the world can say you make a bracha on both? Who is serious Magav Ram? Therefore, the Mishmur does not want to go this way. The Kamlung, he says, that first you should make a bracha by the coffee by itself, and afterwards the cake. He says, no. What's the Lachor? What goes first? Mezainis wins out. Therefore, he says, first make a bracha on the Mezainis. And then either coffee might be a case of a tuffle over here. He says, but inside the tuffle, make a bracha on the sugar. That's what he says, go do over here. Make a bracha on the sugar by itself. So we see a concept from the Mishnah Berurah that he wants a taino that pas or cake, pas or kissing, can never be a tuffle. That seems to be his argument versus the Mogav Ram over here. Shagam Ayin the Graz, who seems to answer this kasha of the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur and the Aruch HaShulchan, go like the Mogav Ram. There is a machlokes, what to go do when you have a case of cake and coffee, we're dipping one inside another. That means most of us are eating separately, they're two different things over here. That's not the question. So when you're dipping one inside, eating it always together, what to go do? In that situation, maskon of the Mishnah Berurah is to make a shahakal first on the, make a mazainis first, as the kedimus of brachas, then shahakal on something else. It's sound like in the Mishnah Berurah, you have no something else to make a shahakal on, and Chanami switched around. Make a bracha, he says, on the coffee first, and afterwards, the case of the cake. Otherwise, make a bracha on the cake first. It might be the case of coffee is a tuffle when you're dipping it inside.
Cereal.
The cereal being eaten together, and what? The ikkers, there's no shot. When you want both, by cereal, you want the cereal. The milk's usually to enhancement. The mice, if you put in extra milk afterwards, l'chura, when you have the extra milk that's left over, that's because you want to drink it. You like the sweetness. Then, instead of moshi, you have to make a bracha on the milk afterwards, l'chura. No, Mishmur is saying again, when you have Mishmur is like this, when you have rice and or any case, when anything left over, you say you did not make a bracha, that's what you put in the mount you want to eat together, and you always have left over. I mean, you always have coffee and cake, you dip, you have leftovers, you drink it. But let's say you put an extra, let me again, put milk and cereal together.
Can I see
you
finish the cereal?
No. Well, people do like this by cereal. I do personally. I put more milk than the cereal needs. When I drank milk before 4 years, before I stopped drinking milk 4 years ago. Not beside the signal of kashrus, beside health. Which kash might be in Minas Shemayim, but that's something else. Now, no, might. You never know. Now, I don't want to hurt Rav Kubushir. So if you put in extra milk, the extra I'm putting in to be drunk without having a syrup, without having a tuffle liquor. I want, I like the sweet milk afterwards. That's what Moshe Tshuva writes this. He says, if you put in what you need for the cereal, then Echlam is Iker Tofel. That's Mokka from over here. And therefore it's left over, you did not make a bracha on top of it. And the Lomans, she said, oh, because it has the bracha of the Iker. Mashiach, you're putting extra, because you want to have it by itself. The Chura has nothing to do with Iker Tofel. I want to have it by itself with the sweetness of the sugar. Fine. So Akan, Arasif, Ben Shem, next time we'll finish off the simon over here.